To summarize what Rav Hutner said in this eighth ma'amar, he says, the Torah tells us to love a ger, for we were gerim in Mitzrayim. And when the Rambam enumerates the mitzvahs of loving, he says, you have mitzvah to love your fellow man, you have mitzvah to love a ger, just like Hashem commands us to love himself, to love Hashem, and Hashem loves the gerim. And what he develops is this concept that the reason for the love is part of the mitzvah to love. Meaning that the mitzvah to love our fellow man is because I recognize he's my fellow man. If I don't recognize that, if I don't recognize that he's also a part of Israel, I cannot fulfill the mitzvah of loving my fellow man. When it comes to a ger, he says, the mitzvah of loving a ger is for a totally different reason. It's because I admire him. Look at what he did. He came under the wings of Hashem. He chose to do such a noble act and come and keep all the mitzvahs. So that's what the Rambam's saying. Love the ger just like you love me. What's the connection? The love for Hashem is not because he's part of my people. It's not because of anything other than awe, respect. By the same token, the love for the ger stems from awe and respect. And so therefore it is a completely separate mitzvah from the mitzvah to love my fellow man. You with me? And that's why the Rambam also enumerates them as two separate mitzvot, the mitzvah to love our fellow man and the mitzvah to love a ger. And that's why the pasuk also separates them from the orphan and the widow, even though they're joined together very often with regards to mitzvahs of helping people in society. When it comes to the mitzvah of loving him, the Torah separates it. The Torah says Hashem does justice for the orphan and the widow and loves the ger, because it's a totally different relationship with the ger. With the ger, it's a relationship of admiration. Look at what he's lived up to. And that's in a nutshell what Rav Hutner said.